The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're back on Old and Bold Podcast, and I'm joined by my co-host. He's making a lot of sounds right now, but yeah, man. Why are you moving your head around like that?
I don't know. Hey, we're fasting, man.
No, I have been.
I think
like
fasting means different than regular me.
That is, but you know what I love about you?
What?
Have it introduce yourself.
Oh, yo.
Fez.
Yeah.
At this point, they know who you are.
Yeah.
Come on, are we being honest
but
now?
Like, there's no way you open this podcast without at least knowing both of us.
Yeah, of course. But yeah, you mentioned
I'm darkest, guys.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah. Obviously, today, socks are up. I mean, look.
You know what?
No, can we then be comfortable, please?
You know what?
You look good today, though, bro.
Thank you, bro. I think you're the fourth person to tell me that.
You said seventh when I first said it.
Yeah, I know, but I think three of those people I made up.
Okay.
Yeah.
At least you're honest about it.
Yeah, three of those people I made up.
We look great today.
Thanks, man.
What's the occasion?
Well, I don't know, bro. It's like, I saw this trackie in my cupboard and I was like, you know, I ain't wore you before. Mm. Let me try it on. And me, I've been kind of indulging in the cream side of things. You get me? Because usually I like to step out in dark colors, hence the name. You get me? But I thought, ooh, beige, cream, orange, yellow.
Yeah.
Let me be a bit brighter. You get me?
I heard that, man.
I thought, yeah, let me try something. And it worked. You look good today as well.
No, but today I just went cash.
Oh, you believe me? No, sorry. Wallahi, you look good. No, you look good.
I wanted to bring something to the table, yeah?
Bring it to the table. Table's here.
Yeah. I think I'm balding, you know? Yeah, I'm losing hair.
You don't look like you are. No, I'm not even joking.
No, at the top. So what it is, I went into the lift the other day, yeah?
And I looked up. Elevator will show you.
No. The elevator told me the truth.
Yeah, the elevator.
It was loud about it as well. It said, at the top of the cranium.
Yes.
Things ain't there no more.
Yes.
You might need to check lost property.
I was at that meeting.
But you was there before
me. No, I had my meeting time ago.
So now I'm currently at a stage right now where I'm accepting my fate.
Yeah.
And what that fate means is that Turkey will be seeing me soon.
Yeah, maybe.
Finally, let's just take.
Yeah.
Would you like to say, rip off the bandage?
Just rip off the bandage.
I've ripped it off. Yeah, and I feel like I might be in Turks and Caicos.
Yeah, I don't think it's Turks and Caicos. You look good though, man. You look fine.
No, but you know what it is though? When the Los Santos is sprayed.
Yeah, it's fine.
But when reality hits.
Yeah. You don't want to keep relying on spray paint.
I don't.
Do you know what I mean?
I don't really like graffiti either.
Yeah. Graffiti is horrible.
So why would I do?
Why are you vandalizing?
Young
Vandalize. That's why it might be your new name.
Vandalism.
Young Vanda. Yo, Vanda.
Yo, Vanda. Vanda. Like a bit of Vanda. But yeah, no. I went to the toilet and I was just like, rah, like Finfinity.
Yeah. What?
Finfinity.
Oh, Finfinity.
Yeah, I was thinking Finfinity, man. What's going on over there?
Guys, if you don't know what he means by thin thinning, he basically means his hair's thinning.
And yeah, yeah, it's thinning.
We just like to remix words sometimes. In this,
but what is the, what's the stigma attached to that?
To what?
To losing hair. Why is there a stigma attached to the fact that people
I don't
lose
know,
hair?
Innit? Do you think, can I be honest with you, is baldness more common than it is not? There's more people with hair than without hair.
Think of it, when a child comes out of the womb,
yes,
they're bald.
Are they? They have a few whiskers.
But they're bald.
They are bald. More
they're
than
bald,
they.
Yeah?
They're more bald than they are.
And then, but okay, most kids, some kids grow with hair, come out with hair, but most kids, them bald.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's a reversing of the reality of the first day of the messaging.
Who messaged? Wait, you know, you generally had me until you said messaging. Until you said messaging, I was with you, bro. The reality of the reversing of the message. What the hell are you talking about? Because you were actually cooking for a point. Oh, and then you killed yourself.
I know. I love doing that.
What the hell was that?
I just
That one pissed me off. That one pissed me off. What the hell are you talking about?
Because reversing of the messaging.
Is mad. Reversing of the messaging.
No, just
I hear what you mean.
Okay, just a second.
Yeah.
What I meant to say.
What the hell was that? I hate, man. Fix up, man, please. What the hell was that? That's so annoying.
Okay, what I meant to say was,
yeah,
literally, how you start and come into this world, yeah,
is how you're gonna finish.
Is how you're gonna finish.
Why didn't you say that?
No, because start with if it comes to messaging.
Why did messaging come
good,
into
it's
it?
Good, it's good. Trust me. It's a good one. Mother. Anyway, yeah. So I think that's what the reality is.
Yeah, but I don't think boldness is that. I think if you have a beard, yeah, all right.
Mm.
You get me? If you have somewhat official, and I'm not saying full on, but if you have like, you know what I mean, even a little chin strap or something there, at least like some bum fluff, like you're good.
Do you know what I hate about you?
What?
Hated about you.
Yeah.
But I didn't know until I've recently looked at your old videos, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I hated how full your beard was.
I'm never going to...
Yeah, yeah. I feel like now you look cleaner.
My beard
looks
better.
See, hate is a bit of a strong word to say in this month of Ramadan, so forgive me. Yeah. Yeah?
Do you know, I don't want this bit to be like too long, but I want my sideburns to really come in.
And yeah. You want it here?
I want my sideburns here.
Okay, cool. That's understood.
I want my sideburns to be here. And I want all of this to be here.
That's fine.
And then I still have my beard. You get me? But yeah, even back in the day, my beard used to be very, very full. My beard used to go here, bro. If I really pull out a strand, it used to go like to the bottom of my neck. Yeah, pause.
My one used to go there when I used to pull it down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that was years ago. But now it's just calm. It just goes there.
I say me and you. Yeah. Just grow our beards and link up 6 months and see what happens.
All right, so no going to the barbers and
yeah, literally, just bro, do what you need to do on the
over
top.
Hair, but over
don't
hair.
Don't touch my face.
Shake hands with it.
I can't do it.
I was never going to do it.
That's all I have left.
I don't want to do that. But yeah, obviously, it is the blessed month of Ramadan.
Alhamdulillah.
We are 7 days in, I think.
I think so.
What day is it today? Tuesday. We're six days in.
6 days in.
Mm-hmm. How are you finding it?
Love it. I generally, but you know when you're excited for something.
No, that.
You don't, yeah.
See that?
You know,
that
you know like, when you're excited for something. You don't dread, like, I don't dread Ramadan. Ramadan's a gift to society. Mm. You get what I mean? So, yeah. And to be fair, I'll be honest with you, we're in an easy time right now. Like, we break fast at like 5:30. Mm. You know what I mean? So, which isn't too late. Do you remember 2016?
9 o'clock.
9:30.
Bro, I'm tired. Yeah, I want to go to bed, but I need to eat.
Bro, I wanted to go to the sun and just go like this. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I don't give you. Shake my hand, please. That was
great. I'm telling you,
get down there. Oh,
I'm jokes, you know.
No, you're funny, you know. I had to shake your hand.
I'm funny fast.
That was good. That was good.
Oh my God. That was good. But yeah, well, I can't lie. It's been 6 days in. But you know what it is, though? I feel like it's going to, there's always like a random day. There's always one day where it's like, okay,
it's gonna be tested.
Today's going to be difficult.
Yeah.
It might hit me on like a day 13 or a day 22.
My days are usually day 19s.
19, you know the odd numbers?
Yeah.
The odd numbers get
day 19, that's when I'm clutching.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what
I'm
trying to say? Right now, it's light work.
Easy.
I'm going gym after.
What? Gym after what? Do you go gym while you're fasting?
Yeah.
Is it?
No, I go, as in like during the month of Ramadan, I do. But I'll break my fast, eat, and then I'll chill for like an hour and a half, let my food digest, then I'll go to the gym.
That's good. That's what I do.
Then I'll go to the gym. And then I'll have another meal straight after I go to the, I come back home and then that's me done.
Yeah.
So essentially I'm only eating twice a day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously I'm trying to bulk again. So that's why.
Okay.
But it's been so beautiful.
You're trying to bulk in Ramadan. It's possible. Don't get
Do you know
wrong.
What it is? What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to maintain so that when-
Maintain?
Maintain.
Yeah, maintain. Like really just enunciate. That's all I ask.
I'm trying to maintain.
Yeah.
So that when the month of Ramadan is finished, that
Ramadan.
I'm
sorry, no, you're just not Ramadan. I'll say something.
Do you wanna?
No, sorry, carry on. Sorry. I'm
so after the month of Ramadan
is
completed, then I can just get back into the swing of things. So yeah, I love it. It's amazing.
Yeah, it gets me in a routine. But do you know what it is? I don't think. I'm not saying this is what you said, but I don't think getting a routine is the point of Ramadan. Anyways, I think it's. I mean, it's a month to really.
No,
reflect.
I wasn't talking about that though.
Yeah.
So that's why you should listen.
I know that's not your point.
Yeah, but that's why you should listen and not.
But you were finished.
Is, no, let me finish.
You were finished.
The thing is, this is the blessed month of Ramadan, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I want you to understand that people make mistakes, but as long as you can seek for forgiveness,
mm-hmm.
Allah will accept.
Yeah.
You get what I'm trying to say?
Mm-hmm.
So don't think you're better than anyone.
Mm-hmm. Never.
Don't think you know everything.
Never.
We're always learning.
Never.
The table is yours.
Thank you very much. So yeah, it is. It's a month where, I mean, God has told us that, yo, the gates of hell are closed.
Mm.
Gates of heaven. Open. Ask me anything.
Mm.
Ask me what you want. So, well, literally, this month is a blessing. It's a gift. And what, bro? And do you know what it is, bro? It kind of does make me think, yeah, around the people around the world that genuinely have no food.
Mm.
Because I'll be real with you. Even though, bro, we could break fast at 10 o'clock, 10 p.m., 11 p.m., it doesn't matter to me, right? But what will get me through a day of fasting is the fact that I know I'm eventually going to eat. Do you get what I mean? Whether that be later on today, whether that be in 6 hours, 7 hours, I know there's a destination, I'm eating then.
Mm.
But there are a lot of people in the world that don't have that, bro. A lot of people in the world.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Like, they're fasting, but when they break fast, it's like, they might have like a cup of water or a little bit, but they don't have much. Do you get what I'm saying to you? So yeah, it obviously it is heartbreaking to hear and to actually acknowledge, but I don't know. I think each individual in the, each Muslim in the month of Ramadan should try, you know, just, try help the ummah.
Mm.
You know what I mean? In the best way you can.
Well, so obviously one of the five pillars of Islam is obviously giving zakat and giving charity anyway. So mm-hmm. This is the month where I feel like that charity, when you do it for the sake of Allah and you do it for the sake of, you know, your brothers and sisters, it's rewarded highly for yourself, but also for them as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's why this month is such a beautiful month, because it puts a lot of things into context about what really matters.
Yeah, definitely.
And about being a...
It's a slap in the face.
It's a real slap in the face.
Yeah.
That we are currently living in a way, or we live in a way in which we're self-indulged in, you know, status or material stuff and all that other stuff, when really and truly, we are all serving the same thing, which is to be a better person make it to Jannah.
Yeah, and just help others.
And help others. And I think intention is super important. And, you know, like, even when you're giving charity or you're helping people, I believe the best thing to do is to do it in silence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it says it in the Quran as well, that, you know, the reward is more when you're giving charity and it's not for show.
Yeah.
It's more for the benefit of the people or the person that you're helping.
I agree with everything. That was beautiful what you just said.
Really?
I agree with the delivery. Mm. I agree with the words. I agree with the facial expressions that you had with certain words.
Mm.
I agree the breathing.
The cadence.
Everything you just said,
okay,
I love
good.
It.
Yeah.
So what are your views then? Because, you know, I see these videos a lot on TikTok and stuff, but you know them people that will like record themselves or like record saying, hey guys, saw a homeless guy outside the shop. Let's see what we can do for him, blah, 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 blah. Let's see if we could change his life or whatever. So he'll take him inside the store and he's filming the whole thing, right? He's filming the whole thing, saying, hey, buy what you want, get some food, get him a trim, buy him some clothes, blah, 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 and then post it.
Mm.
What are your thoughts on that?
I want to hear your thoughts first.
Okay, cool. So I agree that, you know, it's not agree. So wait, I am happy with the fact that you've given this person some sort of relief. Do you get what I'm saying to you? Whether that be they were hungry and you gave them food, they were thirsty and you gave them drink, and they had no food and you gave them, they have no clothes, I'm sorry, and you bought them clothes, or you did something for them within that time. I'm fully with that. I love it. I just don't like the fact that you recorded it and then posted it. Now, a lot of people might say, okay, but now that he's posted it, someone might see it and, you know, want to give to charity and help someone else. So try to look at it from that point of view. And I agree with that. That is good. But then I'm thinking, no, you might motivate someone to give to charity, but then also record it. Mm. Do you get what I'm saying to you? I don't want the whole purpose of charity to be recorded or be documented or broadcast to the world. Charity is supposed to be a quiet thing, bro. Like, if someone asks you, like, for example, if I've given someone something, like, in the name of God, that's the only person I'm doing it for.
Mm.
Me, bro, they literally, I think it says where your left hand is not even supposed to know what your right hand is supposed to give.
Mm-hmm.
So the message I got from that, shut the hell up.
Mm.
Do you get what I'm saying? That's the message I got from it. And I kind of hear it. Because, bro, I'll be honest, one of the most cringiest things I can ever possibly hear from an individual, if they come to me randomly, he's like, oh, man, just saw a homeless shit. I just gave him something.
Mm.
Fuck you telling me for?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, stuff for Allah, I'm swearing, but like, why are you telling me for? Do you know what I mean?
But you know what it is? I think there's a difference between, so there is a guy that I love watching, yeah? And it's an emotional page. It's like, he will randomly go up to somebody and be like, oh, can you borrow me some money?
Mm-hmm.
And they will give him the money. Mm-hmm. He's got it anyway. And he will ask them, why did you give me the money? And it will be because, you know, we should help each other. And then he will go.
He didn't
know
he was being filmed, didn't
he? He didn't know he was being filmed, yeah.
And
then he'll go and give them like $10,000. And then that would then change that person's life, or they'll get them a car, or he would, do you know what I'm saying? Like, stuff like that. I like to watch that because it restores my faith in humanity, right?
I like that as well, because that person didn't know he was being filmed. Yeah, that's a genuine good guy.
Yeah, that's a genuine. But you see with the homeless people, nobody that is homeless actively wants to be homeless, right?
Of course.
Yeah. And then also, I believe that if you've posted this video or you filmed this video with their consent and they're happy to do it, that's different, mm-hmm. right? But if they haven't and they're doing it and they're just accepting everything because they're in a bad state, most people, if they're homeless, that they're going to accept anything that's better than what they have.
Thanks.
So I don't believe that the premise of helping homeless people should be documented and filmed because some people that are homeless as well, they're covered up.
Yeah,
they're not like out there with it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I feel like when you're giving charity,
yeah.
I think it should always be silent. I think there's a difference between sharing on your social media links to GoFundMes to help people. Yeah. That's fine.
Sorry to cut you off, but I'm just saying, these same people that film it, yeah, I always do think in the back of my mind, if you were filming you giving a homeless person money and your camera randomly just stopped working, are you going to carry on? I don't think they're going to carry on giving that person money, right?
I mean,
my camera died. Sorry, man.
I mean, horrible. That's horrible.
No, but this is what I'm saying to you. It's like, I feel like they care more about the fact that it's being filmed than the actual act itself.
Mm.
That's my issue.
Yeah, I think if you're currently...
That's just my opinion. I don't know for a fact. But that's just my opinion.
I just think if you're... When it comes to charity, the intention is the most important thing.
That's the only thing that matters.
It's the most important thing. And it's like, if your intention is to help people, then I don't think you should document it because it's a thing of like... Especially homeless people. But when it's someone that is like you're helping them and you're giving them £10,000 and whatever and so on and so forth, after that, you must have said to them, hey, I'm going to post this with the intention to help other people that are in positions of need, but also inspire people that have the money to be able to help other people. Those are the videos I do not care. I will continue watching. But when you're going to people that are vulnerable and not asking them for consent, and then making you look like you're the good guy or good woman or whatever, whoever it is doing.
And they don't even show themselves. They're just filming this guy.
I don't like that stuff. I think it's very much, you know what I mean?
Bro, I do it to please God. I don't, literally everyone else can just.
With that being said, you might as well give me some money then. for the sake of God, because I feel like
I do watch. I was watching One Piece. Yeah.
No, I'm saying. So, saying though.
What?
Me?
How much you need?
How much you got for me?
How much you need, bro? What do you need?
I need a meal.
I'm on my last four, you know.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Just within this month, yeah. What's one thing that you've noticed about yourself that you probably, maybe you haven't noticed it yet, or maybe you're not that deep into the month yet? Because obviously, you know, there's certain points in the month where maybe it's you spending time with family, or it's, you know, you praying or whatever, or something you've seen or read or whatever. But where are you right now in this month, and what is something that you've been like, wow, I've learned this about myself, or I want to be better at doing this?
Okay, so what I've learned is, that's a very, very good question, by the way, because it's made me realize that your state of mind is very, very important. And I feel like your state of mind at the end of the day, you're the only person in control of it. Like, for example, some people might tell themselves, oh, when I'm fasting, I'm much more irritable. Like, I get annoyed at certain things, and I'm just going to blame it on fasting because people know I haven't eaten or drank anything.
Mm.
But I'll be very honest with you. Like, if you just sort of, do you know what it is? I think, I'm not going to, I don't want to relate it back to this, but there was a quote. I think it wasn't even a quote. I heard Dr. Phil, it might've been Dr. Phil or someone else, Steve Harvey or someone like this. Yeah. I heard them say it. Steve Harvey that said this. He's like, think of your brain, yeah, as like a factory. Yeah. Once you wake up, if you're already in a, like a bad mood, in a bad mood sort of way, these people, like the workers in your brain are saying, yo guys, he's in a bad mood. Let's justify things to actually carry on this bad mood. Let's make him pissed off at the traffic. Let's make him pissed off the fact that he has to brush his teeth. Just make him annoyed at everything. So I feel like your state of mind is very, very important. Even you have to lie to yourself sometimes, bro. Mm. Wake up, like even if you're annoyed, do you know what I mean? Like wake up with energy, be happy, I did that this morning, bro. Look at me, I'm over the moon.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But yeah, well, I feel like your state of mind is very important. I'll be very honest with you. In terms of being a Muslim now, prayer and all of these things, these are things that are not optional, bro. Like if you want to label yourself Muslim, these are the things you have to do. It's just mandatory. It's like breathing. Do you get what I'm saying to you? So they are very, very important. And it is very, very important to keep up to date with them and to take every single prayer seriously and to also repent every single day. And, but yeah, I think outside of that, I think just generally my character, my state of mind and how I, you know, just approach the day in general, I've kind of made myself believe in the past that fasting, you know, makes me more tired or makes me more annoyed at things or makes me just a bit more like that. When it really doesn't, it's me that's doing it. Do you know what I mean? It has nothing to do with fasting, bro. But yeah, I think. Yeah.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food. And before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's made me appreciate being in a much more positive state of mind. Just day by day.
Yeah, I agree. I think
I feel like I was waffling there for a second.
No, you're just speaking your mind, bro.
No, was I speaking facts? Was it great?
I think it's 12% waffle, and then 86%.
86%.
I'll tell you now.
So, yeah.
86% truth,
yeah.
And then 2% is just a little bit of things.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. Do you know what I've
Wait, sorry. Do you think it was well said though?
Yeah, bro. Sure.
I feel like I was stuttering a lot. I got retainers in, by the guy, so I might have a lisp. So you go.
Fingers on lips. Good boy. No,
good boy's crazy.
Yeah, sorry.
Right, good boy's crazy.
Sorry.
I'm a big man.
No,
bro.
I'm sorry.
Oh.
Sorry. But yeah, do you know what? I agree. I think for me, this year I said to myself, I'm not letting anything stress me. Good things will happen, bad things will happen. Alhamdulillah. for everything happening. I can't also be mad at things that I can't control. And as you mentioned, state of mind, that is something that I can control. Mm-hmm. So I choose to be calm. I wake up in the morning, alhamdulillah. You know, I'm not eating.
Just be happy, man.
I'm not eating, alhamdulillah. Yeah. I have the option to eat, but I'm choosing not to.
Yeah.
That's another thing.
Yeah.
We as Muslims, we're told that we're supposed to fast, but if we don't want to, we don't have to.
Yeah, we don't.
But
fasting doesn't benefit. This is what I'm saying. Like, can I be honest? Sorry to cut you off again. Sorry, you carry on talking.
Yeah, I feel like
I'm cutting you off a lot.
But my point being.
So basically, I just want to say. No, sorry, Greg. That was on purpose. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, man. I love you.
That's the fasting.
That's the fasting.
But yeah, no, I feel like I'm at a place right now where I just want to have peace. So if it means, you know, being by myself, if it means reading more, if it means listening to the Quran more, if it means just like allowing myself to take control of my destiny, yeah,
mm-hmm.
that's where I'm at. And I think this month just strengthens it even more. Like even being able to go to the gym after I finish praying, praying and eating. Before I would be like, nah, I can't be bothered.
Mm-hmm.
I've already fasted, let me chill. But I'm proving to myself, if I put my mind to any, I can do anything.
Yeah.
And that's what I love the most. And then also, you know, friends and family, I love going on Instagram now and I'm just seeing bare people talking about the deen and talking about Islam. It's inspiring people.
Same.
And I remember being younger and, you know, there'll be some times where I just wouldn't fast.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd look at like other people who were gearing up to pray and fast, and break their fast. And I'd be like, see, it wasn't that difficult.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think it's just about surrounding yourself with people that that think the same as you and want the same thing and have the fear for Allah the same way you do. And yeah, you'll be happy. So that's where I'm at right now. Peace and tranquility. Yeah. For the willy, ask me.
No. Me too, man. I've been very happy. I've been very happy, very positive. And I love it, bro. Genuinely.
Wow. Look at us.
Yeah, look at us, man.
People thought that we was going to come on this podcast today.
Like, rah, we're hungry.
Or they thought we was going to rap today.
Yeah, rap.
Can you imagine?
Rap. Why would I? Well, come on, bro.
Today I'm fasting. This hunger that I got in my stomach, it ain't lasting.
Ooh.
Y'all be acting,
yeah.
But I ain't casting.
I'm spending Ramadan with my Rama fam.
Ooh. Oh, they're filming right now. That's the Rama cam.
Woo. I look kind of dark screen. I got that Rama tan.
I'm stuttering. I got a stammer stam.
You can't do it, but I Rama can.
Ooh. Yeah, so it's literally, see, sometimes people will be very like judgmental based on they think that we're gonna rap the whole episode.
Every single time.
And like, that's not what we do.
It's not every single time rap. It's not. This Desert Eagle, leave you in a desert sequel.
Desert sequel.
Leave that in the sand.
That's good.
Pick it back up for the desert prequel. Now,
oh my!
What am I talking about?
Anyway,
sorry, carry on, yeah.
Right now, I ain't got my trainers on, my socks off.
There it is, yep.
I used to pray with my brothers with the blocks off.
Yeah.
I'm a block star.
Yeah.
I block fast.
Yeah. It's Ramadan, and I can't wait to break fast.
That's true.
You woke up and tried to break fast with breakfast.
Oh!
You get it? Breakfast? Breakfast?
I woke up.
Yeah.
I prayed for Fajr.
Yeah. Okay, no. Okay, let's chill out. That's where it should stop.
Yeah, that's where it should
stop. That's where
it's Fajr.
Fajr starts to go crazy.
Right there.
Let's just stop.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
All right, so I liked when we spoke about hypotheticals, yeah?
Yeah.
I liked when we spoke about hypotheticals.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked when we spoke about, you know, your loyalties where your loyalties lie, right?
Thanks.
Cool. If you saw, because we were speaking about homeless people, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
If you saw a homeless man, sticking up your fast food restaurant, you own this restaurant, it's your restaurant, You saw a homeless man, a man that you've been seeing on the road all this time, he's sticking up the place. Like he's got a gun and he's threatening your staff, but you know the man's hungry and he's trying to provide for his family.
Mm-hmm.
Do you call the police or do you let it happen?
I wouldn't let it happen. I was like, bro, do you want like a filler burger? I could just give you a bag of food. And
Shut up!
What do you want?
Fill those burgers right now.
Fair enough. I give them the burgers. That's it. It's usually that simple.
So you want to call the police?
No, I'd let him leave first. Then I'd call the police. Do you know what? You think this guy's going to stand in front of me while I'm calling 999? I think I'd let him leave the thing. But do you know what it is? I know exactly what I'd do.
Mm.
I'd give him the food. he'd walk out with the munch. As he's walking away, chase him.
And then you find out that the gun's not real.
imagine
if it's a gun.
Imagine he leaves and then he pulls the trigger and you see water come up. And you see water come
up. You know, every burger, I'm taking you know, it and I'm putting
even
it
people,
back.
I think even people that are eating are going to chase it.
Yeah.
Everyone's chasing.
All right, no, okay. So I'm thinking, what's another hypothetical?
You know, I don't want to discuss relationships. You know, I don't want to talk about relationships, but those, I'll be real, those are the best ones.
Those are the best ones, yeah.
Those are generally the best ones.
Okay, all right. I've got one then, yeah? No, it's too dark.
No, you know what I'm saying?
It's too... Because you know what it is?
You can't talk about dark stuff in the lightest month.
No. Do you get what I'm trying to say to you? For way too, you asked me to. You're made to you. What's made to you? Yeah. What's my birthday month? Floor birthday month? I need to chill, man. Do you know what it is, though? All right, cool. This is what I wanted to speak about, yeah? So the BAFTA Awards was recently.
Mm-hmm.
Michael B. Jordan and Delroy Lindo were accepting a speech, or we're going to present a speech for someone, and there was a guy with Tourette's that was in the crowd, and he ended up saying the N-word, yeah? And obviously there's been a lot of outrage because BBC aired it, right? And then obviously they didn't air Free Palestine, whatever. Now, obviously, you see Tourette's, yeah? I don't understand.
Wait, they didn't air Free Palestine, but they left the guy with Tourette's saying the N-word?
N-word, yeah. Anyway, you know how that thing, you know how it goes. Anyway. Yeah. So obviously there's been outrage about it and people saying that obviously is he racist because obviously he said the N-word.
Oh my God. What? No, sorry, carry on. Yeah. Because that's actually a very good question. If someone Tourette says the N-word,
says the N-word, are you secretly racist? Are you racist or are you not? Because obviously it's their mind is working at a frequency that they can't control. So they can't really control what they're saying. Do you know what I'm saying? But do you reckon that person is racist? Or is it just, it's what came to their mind? Because we don't have Tourette's and we don't know what that feels like.
Okay, now, can I be honest with you? It's very hard to label him, even though he's thinking of the N-word. I'm assuming this is a white guy as well.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
cool. So if he says the N-word because of Tourette's, I don't want to label him as just racist because of that. Because, bro, I'll be very honest with you. Be honest. If your thoughts were on display to the world every single day of your life, would you have friends?
No. Not only would I be alone,
exactly,
but I think I could be in jail.
Yeah, exactly. You could possibly be in
jail. Yeah, I could be in jail as well.
Bro, generally, your mind wanders sometimes. You just go off on tangents. You know what I mean? So I feel like, no, I wouldn't say he's racist because you can think about the N-word.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
All right.
If I look at Lara right now and say nigga.
Yeah.
She's thinking of that word.
No, but she is, though. She's thinking of that word. She is a nigga.
But in no way, shape, or form is she racist. She's a lot of things, but she's not racist. Yeah. She's narcissistic, sadistic.
Yeah. Sadistic, yeah.
What is narcissism? I don't know what narcissism is.
You know every episode, yeah?
We just throw out words.
And then people in the comments will tell us.
Yeah.
So let's wait for the comments to tell us, yeah?
So please, someone define the word narcissism for me, because I don't know what it means.
All right, so
is that different from, like, you go.
This is it.
Delroy and I are delighted to be presenting the first BAFTA of the night for a vital part of movie making. We're here to...
No.
I'll be honest. You know if I was on the stage. I'd laugh.
Do you know what it is? I think, yeah, the first time I ever witnessed Tourette's was when I was watching Big Brother years ago, yeah? There was a guy called, I think his name was Pete, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And he used to say wankers, wow! Like, he'd say that, yeah? And it became a thing that people were like, you know, they loved him because he was just super whatever. He never once said a racial slur. And there was a lot of black people there as well. So for me...
Because if he... I'm even going to make fun of him.
Yeah, because for me, it's like...
No jokes.
I don't know. So it's tough. I think the best person to answer this question would be someone that has Tourette's.
Yeah.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features.
Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Because they would understand how their mind works and what control they have in it.
Okay, now listen, this is what I'm saying to you. So if we bring someone with Tourette's on the podcast, yeah? Now, I don't, like for example, like I want someone who's, I like someone who finds the humor in things.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying to you? Because if he's mid-convo and then he just randomly blurts something out, yeah,
I'm gonna die with laughing.
No, well, I'm gonna laugh. I'm going to. But then people might hate us saying, "Yo, we're laughing at people's condition."
No, but it's not even that.
I'm not laughing at the Tourette's. I'm laughing at what he just said.
There's a couple that I watch on Instagram. Yeah, and one of them, the lady has Tourette's, and her boyfriend obviously doesn't. Yeah, and he is so bov, like she's dissing him left, right, and center. Obviously, she doesn't mean it. But he's so bov, he's so used to it as well. But she finds it funny as well. Yeah. So I think if they find it funny, then it allows us to find it funny. It's like me, if I had a mad stutter, yeah, and I kept stuttering, I'd make jokes of it so that it's comfortable for other people.
Is stuttering a condition? Do you reckon it's like a condition? Or is this something people do? Because I stutter, you stutter. Everyone stutters.
But I think that's just natural, like, but there's people that actually have a stammer. Oh. Is stuttering a condition? Yes. So, stuttering is considered a disability or impairment under Magel. See? You know what, man?
Oh, right. You got it.
Yeah, I got it. So, yeah, I got it. I just got it now. Just got diagnosed. Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I did watch this this thing on TikTok. And you know, it was such a stupid point, but I liked the way they argued it. So, someone was like, black people can't be racist. And you know, I kind of get his point as to the way it's been, as in today's world. Like, for example, you'll hear a lot of black comedians saying, oh, like a rich white guy life, or a white guy this, or a white guy that, da, da, da. And then no one kind of questions it, right? But white comedians don't really do that because I feel like it's a bit more sensitive if a white guy does it to a black guy.
Mm.
So, like, I kind of get where he's coming from that, but I feel like, do you agree with the statement?
No, I think you definitely can be racist.
Yeah,
of course, 100. Everybody can be racist.
Yeah.
I just think that because when it comes to, like, white and black, because of the undertones of what's happened in slavery tragedies and everything else, that is considered a little bit of like, yo, well, you know what, black people will always joke about white people because they can. It's like, well, that's the least you can offer us based on the fact of what's happened. But really and truly, if I now go and cuss an Asian person, I'm being racist.
But I'm just saying, like, for example, if I make a joke about a white person and he's offended by it, I like, it should work both ways. I think racism is just racism across the board, right? But I feel like, for example, look at that Deontay Wilder viral clip when he's like, to this day, 400 years, to this day. I'm like, you know, there's a little voice in my head. I get where he's coming from. I get where he's coming from completely. But I'm like, you're using slavery as a reference. You were never a slave, bro. You're up. You get what I mean? No one owns you. Like, you're not someone's property. You know what I mean? You're not someone's property or anything. So I'm like, would you say he has a right to feel...
Of course he does.
A right to feel like that?
Bro, that's like, yeah...
I'm not saying he doesn't, by the way. No. This is conversation.
Yeah. I'm 100%, I think, like, when you understand the atrocities that has happened...
Yeah, it's horrible.
It's horrible.
Horrible.
And then also, when your parents have felt an element of that too, you may be the one part of the generation that hasn't had that directly happen to them, it still doesn't mean that you don't feel, because you feel what your parents have felt. You feel what your community has felt. You feel what everyone else has felt. So, and also, as I mentioned within that, yeah, there are still elements of, like, you know, black people not being able to be the best that they can be, not because they're not good enough, but because society and the institutions,
the color of their skin.
Very simple. So, he is someone that is still rich and has still done really well for himself, can still probably feel that. So that's probably where some of the anger and anguish comes from. Bearing in mind also, he lives in America where police have killed multiple black people.
So
there's so much to unpack to then just be like, oh, well, obviously that happened 400 years ago, but still, it's still something that we still feel the effects of, even though...
So do you think... sorry to cut you off again, but do you reckon there's people that kind of... So do you reckon there are black people today that kind of... What's scapegoat mean, by the way? Scapegoat is like an excuse.
No, a scapegoat is like, for example, if I was a scapegoat, it would be... Let's say, for example, there's like five black people that have done something, correct? But I get picked. I'm the scapegoat. So I'll be the example of whatever it may be.
Cool. Yeah, it's the wrong word completely then. Okay, so I'm just saying right now, do you think it's necessarily right for a black person to say, to use the pain from their great, 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 great granddaddies?
I don't think anybody can dictate that. I think you have your opinion if you think, but no one can dictate that.
Yeah.
Because you don't know how, like, for example, yeah? If your mum is very, you love your mum so much, she's passionate about how her mum felt about whatever it may be, you're going to feel that.
Yeah, in one way or the other, yeah.
You're going to feel that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whether it be you feel it because your mum's told it to you, or you feel it because you've seen the results of how it's affected your family.
Yeah.
Like, nobody can dictate whether or not how someone feels about the color of their skin. Nobody can dictate it.
Facts.
Like, you should, like, if someone said to me, I don't care about slavery, that's down to you.
That's your business.
That's your business. That's your business. If someone says to me, I'm very passionate about it, I would understand.
I can understand, yeah.
Do you know what I'm trying to say? So I think it all comes down to, like, how it's perceived.
Mm-hmm.
But the notion of, because this happened 400 years ago,
no one can use that pain for today.
Whoever says that is just nonsense, because it's happening in different ways. I think that's what people are not clocking on about.
I wouldn't necessarily say it's worse though, but it is a different way. You are completely right. It is a different way. It's just a different version of
racism. It's a different version, but the difference is that there's cameras. There is, there's more acceptance of black people within the world. However, there are still ways in which it is still crazy. It's not going to go away, and it never will. Like, the reality of it is, you can be marginalized. You could be, like, for example, little things like, there are so many black basketball players. How many black owners?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm trying to say? Mm-hmm. Or there's so many black musicians. How many black people own the labels?
Mm-hmm.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, regardless of how it is, oh yeah, you're doing well, there's always an undertone of, like, do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And that's a different question again, I guess, for other races as well. They might feel like within their race or within their skin tone or culture or whatever, they might be at the bottom of the food chain and some people might be at the top. So I just think it all depends, really.
Yeah. But you know, first of all, you know, the whole idea of racism in the first place is just, it's hilarious to me because it's stupid.
Mm.
Yeah, it's very, very stupid. But I feel like because of how racism is sort of interpreted by a lot of people, and the thing is, you're allowed to feel how you want to feel. I have no problem with how you feel. But how you react to it and what your opinions are going forward, I might agree with something. Like, for example, Dr. Umar Johnson, you know Johnson guy? He's against interracial couples.
Yeah.
I disagree with him though.
Yeah.
I look at character first. The way skin color does not even matter to me. Yeah? Mm. Like, character means everything to me. Literally, that's the one thing I fall in love with.
Yeah.
So, but I'm just saying, like, skin color could be flipping green, bro. I could not give a monkeys.
Mm.
You get me? But now he's saying, no, but you're destroying the culture. I'm like, yeah, but how though? Mm-hmm. Like, what do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, what the hell? Like, let me, like, do you know what I mean? Like, so I can't fall in love with this person because of the color of their skin. Mm. Then you're racist then.
Mm.
Do you get what I mean? So would you label someone like him racist?
Yeah, because it's straightforward. It's like, you don't like this person because of said color. Also, again, shout out to Aki Ayman. He said something to say that if you look down on somebody because of the color of their skin,
you're an asshole.
Of the culture, especially when you are a Muslim as well. There are white Muslims. There are black Muslims.
Yeah.
There are brown Muslims. There's bold Muslims. There's receding hairline Muslims.
Okay, you didn't have to.
That's me.
First.
So to judge them based on your appearance, that's the problem.
No, it's funny. It's hilarious. I just really,
yeah.
You know, it's just stupid, man. It's just funny.
But you know what I was gonna say though?
Say it.
There's a lot of people right now expecting this podcast to keep going.
Mm.
It's cold right now, so we gotta keep snowing.
Mm.
You short right now, so you gotta keep growing.
Mm.
You wanna take my car? You gotta keep towing.
Mm.
We'll see you next week and another week, then the week after.
Michael B. Jordan, I'm sorry about what happened at the BAFTA.
All right, so guys, we just want to apologize for not being here last week.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes in life things happen, and it happens to the Max, that's Verstappen. I'm sorry. All right, guys, we'll be back next week. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. And also, if you're listening, give us 5 stars on Spotify.
Guys, I just want to say I love all of you. Yeah. No, genuinely love all of you. Mm. Even if you hate me, I love you.
No, he doesn't.
Huh?
No, you don't.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
No, well, I don't. I'm just saying, like, but if you love me, I love you, though, innit?
Yeah.
You get me all the time.
Do you mind leaving?
I'm just putting on my
Do you mind? Because I got...
Oh, you're going to give a heart to heart right now?
Yeah, heart to heart.
Oh, first. Just give me all one right. second. Just, I have to do my shoes properly.
Two wrongs don't make a right.
Yes. Talk to them, man.
Two planes don't make a flight. Mm-hmm. A string doesn't make a kite. A ride doesn't make a bike. Mm-hmm. A joke doesn't make a psych. A van doesn't make a dyke.
You know this? Yeah. I think we should both come up with a quote right now.
Okay, cool. Let's go. Okay. All right.
So I think this is one I robbed off TikTok here, but I'm just going to use
it as
mine.
Yeah.
Maybe plants aren't growing in your garden because every time a flower grows, you cut it to prove you're the gardener.
Wow. That was good. The fourth fizz got a Mac and extended clip. The fourth...
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.